Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Classic Sci-Fi Movie Podcast with me, Adam Paulus, because I'm the only person who is sitting in front of this microphone right now. This week we have a humdinger for you, one of my favorites. It's Escape from the Planet of the Apes, which, if you don't know, is the third movie in the series. And really, to tell you anything about this movie is going to constitute spoilers for the original Planet of the Apes and Beneath the Planet of the Apes. So if you want to hear about Escape from the Planet of the Apes, and you want to know if it's worth listening to or seeing, and you don't mind minor spoilers, keep listening. Otherwise, stop. Go get the MP3 player. Pause it. You don't want to hear this because it gives away what happens at the end of the second movie. Granted, if you've never seen any of these movies and you're not sure if you ever want to, I would say just keep listening. So spoilers are going to follow now. All right. Escape from the Planet of the Apes is a 1971 movie from 20th Century Fox. It is the third film in the series, and it involves trying to get out of a real corner of writing. And in that sense, it's pretty amazing, because at the end of Beneath the Planet of the Apes, they blew up the Earth. And in this, you know, everybody died. The whole thing, nuclear bomb goes off, boom, Charlton Heston blows up the entire planet. So where do you go from there? Well, naturally, the civilized but primitive ape people drag a spaceship out of a lake, figure out how it works, and go back in time to the 1970s. Cornelius Zira and the newly introduced Milo appear, and they come back and they interact in a sort of a fish-out-of-water story, kind of like Star Trek IV, but instead of hiding, they're pretty out in the open. The government finds them immediately, takes them into custody, asks them a bunch of questions, and they enjoy a short period of time as celebrities, where they start to find out about the local culture, talk to the people. Zira speaks at a women's conference. Cornelius buys a suit. It's a fun movie, and it's funny in many senses. It's relatively light for the most part, except for the end, because, you know, if it's a Planet of the Apes movie, it's got to have a sad ending. The film does not star Charlton Heston in any way, but it does have Roddy McDowall and Kim Hunter and a bunch of other people you've probably never heard of unless you were big on movies in the 1970s. The film has a good number of gags, and you can tell it was a much lower budget movie because it was just shot around Los Angeles with a couple of monkey suits. And that's pretty good for the budget, because you don't have to build a lot of special sets. You don't need to go out of your way to make like underground catacombs and like giant walls of fire that are being like hallucinations projected on people. It's just a couple of apes having a nice time, sort of. And there's a pregnancy involved, and there's all kinds of issues about terminating it because this monkey could bring the end of the world. And there's a lot of will there, won't they situations, and it's great to see. I mean, it's fun to see what would happen, you know, if an alien invader was dropped in 1970s Earth. Granted, it's, you know, a movie mostly aimed at kids, but it's still pretty heady stuff. And it's no wonder that this was a fairly good movie as far as the gross goes. It did pretty well at the box office. And it's got pretty much everything you want. It's got guns, it's got monkeys, it's got Ricardo Montalban. I like this movie a whole heck of a lot. And it does retcon some stuff in the first couple of movies, like what did the apes know, which apes knew what, what's the future hold for mankind because this spaceship came back in time, did we change the timeline, didn't we? And that's something explored in the next two movies too. So really, if you haven't seen any of these yet, you totally should, because they're great. I got this on the Blu-ray set, as I mentioned, with the previous movies, and it's a great time. And most people haven't seen the Planet of the Apes movies past the first film, it seems, unless you were alive when they were out, so be sure you see it. The next movie in the series is Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, which is a hell of a good movie, and we'll be talking about that one in like a month. So if you have the means to see it on cable or rent it or whatever you got to do, check out Escape from the Planet of the Apes, but make sure you see the first two first. Great movie. And there's not a lot of toys for it either, but there's a few. So if you want apes in spacesuits for Medicom, they made some Kubrick's figures. And of course, Cornelius is basically Cornelius, so you could get a Cornelius from any of the movies. MC Toys and Diamond Select put a reissue out of the Mego figure. That would be a good one to get. So, this is Adam Paulus signing off, telling you to watch Escape from the Planet of the Apes. It's great.